In our first reading from the prophet Ezekiel, we see described for us the situation in Israel at about the time of the Babylonian exile, where by that time, perhaps a little before actually the exile, Israel was divided in two. There were two kingdoms, in the north and the south. But God is telling them he's going to bring them back together. All of the people scattered are going to be brought back together. And we see that same theme in the first part of the gospel passage we have just heard. Well, we see the prediction, as it were, or the fear of the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin, that all the people are going to go over to Jesus. They're all going to believe Jesus. And then the nation is going to be destroyed by Rome, under whom they served. They were under Rome at this point. Now, in that first reading, going back to Ezekiel, we see described that dispersion and the regathering again. And it does describe an actual situation, an actual historical situation. But, particularly as we see in the gospel passage we just heard, it also refers to something even greater. In what is described in the prophet Ezekiel, we see referred to an earthly situation, an actual historical situation, as I said. But we must go beyond the earthly, the natural human. It also refers to, and this is what we see even more so referred to in the gospel, that gathering of all of us together in paradise. That is what our Lord is promising, if we remain faithful, of course. And that is, but it's going to require, as we see, the sublime sacrifice. Already, Caiaphas, the high priest, who would try and condemn Jesus before sending him to Pilate, is now already prophesying that one man, that is Christ himself, will die for the nation. That is for all of us. Caiaphas himself doesn't realize at all what exactly he is saying. He doesn't know just how strong that statement is that he makes. But yet, that is the statement he made, that the one would die for all, for the many. And there's the sacrifice it will take to open that possibility, the way to all of us to be gathered into paradise, the sacrifice of our Lord on the cross, which we are now about to celebrate, to recall, in a most intense fashion with Holy Week, which starts tomorrow. And we must reflect on that, and we should every day. That great, sublime sacrifice of our Lord, God made man for the love of us, in obedience to the Father, for the love of us, and standing near the cross, our Blessed Lady, our Mother, given to us as our Mother from there, who offers in union with her Son mystically that same sacrifice in that unique way that only she could, for the love of us. We must reflect on that. And in so doing, seek to follow Jesus, seek to follow him, to do what he tells us, that we too may be among all of those gathered into the heavenly homeland. Our final end, our final homeland, it's not an end, it's only beginning. Our heavenly homeland, united with God, where we may praise and glorify him forever. Praise be Jesus and Mary.